Hello, my name is Angel Mel. I'm coming at you live and direct from the Heritage Weekender. We've come home to the place where it all began, back to Southport. I'm going to be interviewing a few of the peeps this weekend to share some of their stories and their experiences and most of all their memories of Southport Weekender over the past over two decades actually, so there's going to be a lot of memories to share. Join me as we take a trip down memory lane.
Thank you. her experiences at Southport.
Okay, I absolutely love Southport, and I was devastated when it stopped and moved over to my head. But my very first time here was my 40th birthday 9 years ago, and it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. And it wasn't even about being in the Pontons like reception bit, it was about the chalet parties, how welcoming people were, just that everyone was dead friendly. It was just amazing. After that, I was hooked. I came twice a year until the move to Minehead. Amazing. The weather doesn't matter.
It has to be the summer that it was absolutely baking hot, and everybody sat outside in the main quad. There's a guy doing massages, and it was just amazing. Sitting there in the baking sun, I can't remember what year it was, but it's beautiful. Baking sun, everybody's got the tunes on, and I'm sat there in this chair having a massage after on a Saturday. It's Sunday, and we're all sat there. Awesome. It was like that just proper made that Southport. Came away with a tan and a massage.
Which doesn't happen very often.
Remember? That was about 20 something years ago. I can't remember yesterday.
Come on!
What do you want? The best experience at Southport. I'll tell you the best experience at Southport. Right, the chalet block. Not in there, in the main room.
Oh, no.
Not that block. The chalet block over there. All improvised, right? And there was a London... Well, basically, a lot of people from London, basically, they've got their dance formation going on. And we're practising outside. All of our lot, our crew, right, we're watching them. And in the end, one of our crew, Nikki, decided, right, look at them big booty black girls, right, and put some blues in her arse. Really? I came out. It was like a dance-off, right? And then he all started going to formation, all to show all in, got to be real. And somewhere, Colin Williams has got the footage.
I'm like, right, I need to go and tap Colin, don't I?
He said, even he was like, that was off the hook. And after all these times at Southport, right, the same thing I said last week, that was just mental. I've seen some mental things, but... Mel, you had to be there. Sorry, I can't describe it.
No, that's perfect. Thank you, love.
Bye.
COVID is one though. I have been working at the Southport Weekend there for over 20 years. What's this? Southport 51?
Yeah.
The next one in my head, in May, will be 52. And that will be my 30th anniversary.
Wow.
Of continuous without, right. I actually started about 16 or 17, but I've not missed a Southport since Southport 22.
That's incredible, that is. We need to give you a long service medal, don't we?
No, please don't. No,
dedication served to Southport Weekend.
Well, basically, all I don't want, right, is my picture in the back page of the programme, because those are my mates.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I spoke to Alex the other week, and Jerry called ahead. Have you seen the programme?
Yeah.
And there's a back page thing.
I've not read it through, though.
But if you look at the back page, it's people that we've lost, right?
Yeah.
And the first one is Jerry Calderhead, my old production manager.
Mm.
The next one is Martin Blacksheep, Curly, who's one of my guys, crew. Rob Bogey is one of Alex's old guys, and Alex's dad. And for the coincidence, they all seem to be in the programme. And when we finish the interview, Mel, I'm going to show the text I sent Alex last week.
Okay. All right, thanks, hon. Name.
What?
Put your name on there.
Oh, and by the way, I'm somebody called no one. Anthony Elson.
Hello, my name's Rebecca Wan. This is my first time at Southport in Southport, and I'm loving it. The first time I went to a Southport Weekend was in Minehead, and my most memorable experience, I didn't know it at the time, but it was probably meeting Chaps. And we're still together now.
Yeah.
Got together properly at Sunday after we met for the first time at Southport.
Lynn, how many years have you been coming to Southport?
Since, I think, 1994, which is when I started in this business. Joe brought me up to check it out, and yeah, we had lots of fun. And just started by only doing the restaurants, and then just evolved from there, doing more and more rooms. Mm.
And this is something you've grown up with then, in essence, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, well, I've got my own draping business, so I was just starting then, and Jerry was just give us kind of come and check this out, and from then on, me and him have been, you know, designing this event, and it, yeah, it's always been, there's no other place where we get this kind of space, which is a good space, where you, in the main room, as you see, it's a, such a good format, a good shape, that you've got space above where you can really fill with creative textures. And I always see myself as supplying texture for lighting. So, you know, the light, the drapes and the lights together makes the magic. And then the beauty is that you've got amazing DJs here, Digital Insanity, Kate and Arby. And they're, yeah, as you see with this room, you don't, it's not obvious what's decor, what's drapes, light or video. It all kind of gels into one.
So it sort of creates that illusion, doesn't
sensory,
it?
Sensory environment, yeah.
That's what's good about it, because it works on all the sensors.
Yes, yes.
You know, all the sensors.
Yes. And then just to have a great sound system.
Yeah.
That's like proper bass.
We have the bass ones. Okay, my name's Steve Smith, and I work as part of the Up North promotion team. I look after all the VIPs and DJs over the years. My very first weekend I ever did, I was painting the stage in Morecambe. That was my penance for the day. I didn't get paid for the first 3 or 4 years, just helping a good friend of mine who was the main organiser, Alex Lowe's. We've been friends for 30, 40 years now. And I started off just helping as a friend. And at then times we used to do everything from painting the stage, putting our own sound systems in, doing our own draping. And over the years, I have dealt and had many memorable moments, dealt with artists like Frankie Beverly and Miz, Sounds of Blackness, Gene Kahn, and many other people, and I've met them, looked after them, and probably the highlight of my Southport Soul Weekend career was going for a dinner with 42 of the Sounds of Blackness choir in Southport. We actually took over the whole restaurant, and also spending time last weekend with Archie Bell for 2 hours, and found out his life. And that's basically what, that's basically me.
Thank you so much,
no
Steve.
Problem.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Whatever it takes. This is Fitzroy, aka the Buzzboy, aka the original Soul Survivor. I'm a DJ. I run the Soul Survivors magazine, but I also see myself as a musicologist. Basically, young. Sorry. Young Angel Mel has asked me to relay some of my experiences at Southpaw. The very first Southpaw that I did was 10 years ago, and I was the mic man for Vivi B, who asked me impromptu to come up. So that was my first experience. I'd heard about it before, but I hadn't been. The following year, I got a text or an email from Selena saying that I was going to be part of the lineup, and I actually thought it was a joke. So I rang Alex and I said, Alex, is this a joke? And he said, no, we want you to play. So I played in the funk bass, I did an early set, and that was quite a surreal experience, seeing all the artists, seeing all the different multicultural people from all over the UK, some people from Europe, people travelling as far and wide as America. So that was a very unique experience. I would say my best Southpaw was 4 years ago, May 2010, which was the last time that I did Southpaw before I did this Southpaw in 2014. Reason why, I had two sets, which seemed to go down very well. They gave me the last hour and a half in a funk bass, so I was able to play like my jazz funk, and a lot of people came into that room because they knew that I was going to be throwing down. But the icing on the cake was Leroy Burgess, who I've grown to know after interviewing him. Myself, Colin Scott is a DJ, and Akin Shambola, Shamboja, Shembanjo. We're all sort of DJ dancers and fans of Leroy Burgess, and Leroy wanted some dancers, some backing dancers, so we volunteered. We were his Soul Survivor dancers, so we wore Soul Survivor t-shirts, like faded jeans with turn-ups, sort of like biker boots and leather jackets. Wow. And we danced behind Leroy Burgess, and that was, we did that for about 45 minutes. It was all filmed on camera, pictures went up on Facebook. So yeah, that was kind of magic. That happened in the connoisseur room. So I think, and to top that as well, another person who's become an American DJ friend of mine, John Morales, who I've also interviewed, he was doing the Disco Divas, and he was DJing, and it was Jocelyn Brown, Martha Wash, and Linda Clifford, who I'd waited practically all my life to see. And it was just the best finale on a Sunday, because they were just all of them on fire, and they sang all three of them together. So that was kind of special, really.
Thank you. That's brilliant. That's really made me smile. Thank you.
Tracy was security. I was working, I was a punter, and for 19 years we have just been through so much together. This girl is amazing.
And you too, darling, can I say?
This lady went through the bombings in July 7-7.
Survivor of the 7-7 bombings. I survived cancer first time round and I survived cancer second time. And you know what? We go through our trials and tribulations, and it's places like here, Southport, where we all get together and we're able to see each other, say what we've gone through, yeah, give each other support and love until the next time we see each other. And that's what Southport is about. Love, family, and most of all, my support.
And we, one thing I've come to do is say goodbye to my heritage, where I was. And this lady surprised me today, and the one person I needed to say goodbye to, Mel, was her. Well, not hello, but goodbye.
No, you know, hello. Yeah.
We know where we were, and we know where we are, we know where we're going. And you're a fighter.
And you, we're survivors.
Yep, we are survivors.
Till the next time.
Yep.
Till the next time.
That's Southport.
Hi, this is Adiba, and my most memorable time here at Qantas Southport Weekender is all the time. I've been up here millions of times. I've been up here at least about 10 times doing it, from years ago when it was here, and then I was up at Mindheed last year when it was at Mindheed Southport. And I just want to say, my son was alive when I did it at Qantas, the last time I did it at Qantas. My son was alive, but he got killed in a tragic car accident when he was like 19 years old. And while I was on that stage, I was thinking of him. And, you know, that's why I thank God every day that I am blessed. I have two more sons, and I have a wonderful husband and a great family unit. And I just want to thank everybody that supported me in my career. Everybody. Yeah, because my son, he's the reason why I did it, you know. And a lot of people ask me, they say, are you going to, you know, revive your career or come back with, some new tunes? I will one day. My memory of him is still so strong. So, but I
it's taken some time to finally come around, to understand your love, to know that it's the only kind. I've been so afraid to step up to your doorway, but the strength of your calling has got me falling deeper to your love.
Got it. most memorable moments that you were asking me about I can recollect was the year that I was able to have a helping hand. I was a tour agent for the LA band called The Rebirth. Now, they're a kind of a combination of Roy Ayers and the Blackbirds, the Mizelle sound, funk, soul, jazz, a bit of Brandy Heavies. Think of that kind of sound. And it was a Saturday afternoon. You know, like we've just seen the Sounds of Blackness tear up the Powerhouse. Mm. The whole room was packed, the Powerhouse, and it was on this site years ago, the Pontin site in Southport, and I was ecstatic because I had a hand in co-producing that as a tour, UK tour agent. I did their press for radio and all sorts. So to me, that was a special moment to see that whole room full with people who were on to the sound of The Rebirth. And what I love about us here in the UK as music heads, when we pick up on somebody, like for example, the sensation that surrounds Gerard Lawson at the moment, he's a breath of fresh air. It was like that with the Rebirth band, and they were so welcomed. And Carlos Los Litos, the head of the band, and Noel, she was the vocalist then at the time of the band, they were overawed by the reception and the response and how people already knew the lyrics to the song This Journey Here, which is their formidable underground classic, came out in limited vinyl. It's still a track that gets people on to the dance floor, especially for soul, jazz and funk music heads. You know, we come, even house heads, and you picked up on that tune. And that was one project that was especially proud of, and also the fact that they were welcomed at Southport Weekend, their then manager. And so that was a special moment for me. Even though you have more distance to travel to get to each of the rooms, you know, the connoisseur room, the funk bass, the beat bar, and again, the Powerhouse over there. It's a much bigger space. But I like that, the proximity to where I'm coming from in London. So I love, and I think Alex Lowe's and Dave, who are the organisers, you know, Up North Promotions, are doing a tremendous, outstanding job in putting the spectrum, the dichotomy of black music to represent in the north of England. This is actually the biggest, as far as I know today, the biggest black music weekend in the music calendar for the whole of Europe, not just England. So I think they're doing a phenomenal job.
security guides, I remember Steve was saying, very interviewed him earlier, and he said his highlights.
Can you text that to me?
Yeah, I've got just about, because after that...
I'd love for Jeannie to see that, I'm sorry.
No. I'm sorry, one of the security guys, Steve, I think he's been a security here for over 30 years, and his main highlight was having dinner with you. No, it was your performance, and going out for dinner with Sandra Blackness, so I just think the fact that...
KFC, that did. What's this? It's 52 of them. 52 courses of KFC, please.
Yeah.
They thought we were joking.
Even that KFC.
Bagabaggy, shut this screen.
Would you like to say a couple of words about your this beautiful
as well. That was on the night.
That's fantastic. Look, shoulder pads.
Yeah. I've got about 200-300 photos.
I want to go rummaging through all your photos.
There's some quite interesting ones there. Difficult thing, because if you look back to sort of myself, Alex, and Davey,
who are you?
My name's Rob Lawrence.
What do you do?
Well, I'm technically the head of security. Before that, I suppose you go back 10, 15, possibly 20 years, I don't know, it's all rolled into one. I was a stage manager of the Soul Room. So my specific love is soul music, because if you think Davey, Alex, myself, we all started off at Wigan Casino in the Blackpool Mecca. And then I progressed on, because I was from down south, and he went on the Case to Soul weekends. British Jazz Funk Movement, it was like 79 through the early 80s. Then Alex created Southport once house music had been created for a haven for soulers. So this is why you go back to sort of day one. I mean, the first one we did was Berwick, Kenny Burke playing live. You know, there was every major soul star I think there's ever been, that we had the sheer luxury of standing in a soul room on stage with Terry Callier, Gene Kahn, for one, the Sounds of Blackness. But then you go back to Leroy Hudson, Leon Ware, Phyllis Hyman, Tina Marie. We had the New York Jazz Explosion with Betty Wright, the band's fantastic vocal. I mean, it was absolutely superb. And then you had Deborah Laws and Ronnie Laws playing together. And then you had new acts, the new little ones like Tammy Payne from Talking Loud, Look Through the Night, and the emergence of British soul with people like Vivian McCone, whose brother Ernie is still now playing live with the band, back to Garfield Fleming the other week. So Southport, although it has its new genres and it moves on, it still keeps that foundation of pure soul right at its heart, and that's what's always made this weekend special.
Was that all it was?
beast. I'm the beast, right? And I've been doing surfboard from day one. I've missed one surfboard when I had my one of my boys was born, so I couldn't come down to surfboard. But since then, I've been rocking it. And I remember coming surfboard when I was bloody 21. So for now, I've been having a very good time. Memory of time, they've all been good. I love this site. This site is the best site because the reason I say it's the best site, you can meet people, you communicate with people, everything is intimate on this site. You know what I mean? The other place is just big and it's business, business, I understand. But this is the Southport site. This is the site. What are coming along here to do? Meet people. Yeah. And this is the site to make you meet people. And I love it.
John Stewart. And dancing when there's no music after a party.
Queuing for breakfast, I like that one. Breakfast.
Short and sweet. That's all we did, right?
Okay. Hi. This-
this is Alan from Mucho Soul Massive. Been coming to Southport for,
I don't know how many years, I've lost count to be honest, but I'd say the first one I came to was probably back in around 99, 2000.
That was so random.
Sorry, someone's...
You could do. Someone just bought a toy along to this interview, which... anyway, yeah, 2000, I think, 99, something like that. Kate convinced me to come here after I poo-pooed Soul Weekenders, thinking that they'd become a bit passe. But I was wrong. I was definitely wrong.
Well, you can say that.
Southport has been fantastic on many levels. As for favourite moments, they would probably... I used to like the jazz dance sessions, which aren't really happening here anymore. They're always good. I'm just trying to think of some live acts. One who's actually appearing this weekend is Kindred the Family Soul. Now, we saw them here for the first time when they were here last time. I don't know, again, how many years ago. They were one of the best live acts I've ever seen here.
Tortured Soul,
yeah, they were great. They're fantastic. They blew everybody away because they could do like house beats live with like proper drums instead of a machine, which is nice. Roy Ayres has always performed brilliantly here. I don't know. You know what? There's been so many that it's difficult to pick out one in particular.
so on the way, you know, he sort of works the mix on that, but it just winds me up.
Nice to play with his.
Yeah, he's, you know, giving it all that. So I was watching it, and I was enjoying the music, but I was slagging off at the same time, and the rest of my chalet disappeared. So they disappeared off the dance floor, they went back to the chalet, and then sort of half an hour later, I went back to the chalet, and they'd basically taken all my shirts out of the wardrobe, and they, you know, Joe wears a bandana. They'd all put them on as bandanas. And then, like, when I walked in, and they're all giving it this.
That's brilliant. They got a good sense of humour.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Blah, blah, blah.
way, rain. Why you making it this way, rain? Why you making it this way, rain? Why you making it this way, rain? Why you making it this way, rain?
Southport, it was relatively not that long ago at all. I'd been wanting to go for years and years. It was a bit of a fabled place to me, being a lover of music, hearing about it, but just in circumstances in my life meant I just didn't have anyone to go with, and I just was desperate. And then 5 years ago, a friend of mine had a dropout and I got the chance. It turned out not to be in Southport, it was at Minehead because of the change, very sudden change, which was slightly disappointing to me because I really wanted to go to Southport. However, I just got there, met all these amazing people, and realised there was all these other people that just loved exactly the same music as me and understood me musically. And I really felt like I'd come home. It's been an amazing journey, and now I'm back in. I've managed to come here to Southport. I'm really happy for that because I needed to come to Southport, where it really began, and it has been incredible. I love your Southport.
Hi, it's Peter Borg from My Soul and Simply Salacious Parties. I'm a presenter on My Soul and I also run Simply Salacious Parties. Speaking here at the 50th anniversary of the Southport Weekender in Southport. And it's such an honour and a great privilege to be back here at the old venue. First ever Southport was at this particular venue, actually, in Southport. And my highlight was seeing Tony Humphries play, interestingly enough. And the nice thing was Tony Humphries returned this year to play again. It was it was my very first time at Southport, and seeing the amount of people was mind-blowing, because I was told there was a lot of people. I was told they were all friendly, and it was so true. So here's the next one.
Ready.
Hello, so my name is William. My first Southport Weekender and my first memory of it was the first Southport in a new location. I got invited by my friend Bjorn, who has been coming here for a while, and he said I should do it, should give it a chance, and so I did. And I heard a lot of stories, and my first memory was coming into the Powerhouse for the first time when Sean McCabe was playing. He was playing a brilliant set. Yeah. And so we came in the Powerhouse with our group, and there was this guy, he's called Geoff Welford, I don't know if you know him, he's a very nice guy, but I didn't know him at all, so I don't know, he comes up to me and he just gives me a hug, and I was like, what's happening here? And that when it struck me, that's what it's just all about, and that's a moment I will always remember, just being struck to the facts that these are so many nice people, and it's all about the music and respect and friendship. And it's actually since last year that I talked to Geoff about it and told him how I always will remember him, and he also thinks it's a brilliant story. So that's my first memory.
And there we go, just over 25 years worth of history brought together by the people of Southport for Southport. I want to thank each and every one of you who made a contribution, who shared your story with me, who made me laugh. There was a lot of those, and who made me cry. And those were genuine tears of happiness. I was really touched and honoured that so many of you welcomed me in with open arms to share your experiences with me. The only thing left to do now is to share my own most memorable moment of Southport with you. So there's two, so I will try and make it quick. The first being getting there in the first place. So my first memory of Southport is always wanting to go, waiting over 10 years to finally get to the site, but no one would go with me. And every year I'd ask my friends, and every year they would say no. And then one fortuitous occasion arose when Southport moved to Minehead, and I'd made up my mind there was no way I was going to miss it this time. So I booked a place for myself and my friend, who later on said that she couldn't make it. And I thought, you know what? I am still going. If I don't do it now, I will never do it. And I remember the old forum sites that they used to have on the Southport page. And I advertised my ticket, and it was bought by a lovely, lovely, lovely fella who's now one of my very, very dear friends. And I got sent a beautiful friend reference from two people that I also now call very good friends. And fortunate for me, he is a veteran, so he was able to show me just lots of different aspects of Southport Weekend there. All, you know, just really, really made me feel welcome. And that's the long-standing memory that I have initially, was that it felt like coming home. It was like coming home to family and being really looked after and just having the time of my life. So that was my first most memorable experience. If I hadn't have said yes to that, if I hadn't have made it and came on my own, I would never have got here, and I wouldn't be having the experiences I'm having now. And lastly, it's got to be Gregory Porter. I believe it was Southport 48 or 47 in the connoisseur's room. Still to date, the most profound live music act I have ever seen. Even remembering it now brings me back in goosebumps. Looking around, you know, the room was absolutely crowded. Standing room only, and not a word. Not a word was said by anybody. People were crying, and they were in awe of his talent, his spectacular voice, the tightness of the band. And that, for me, will always be one of my most cherished moments. So thank you so much, Southport, for everything that you've given me and everything that you've given to all us music heads. You know, without you, our lives would be a much duller place. Thank you.
Out on my way to Harlem, Ellington, you don't live around here. He moved away one day, so they say, from Harlem. I can hear his echo still. Now, 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 you can't keep me away from where I was born. He moved away one day from his way here. in Harlem. I know that Marvin Gaye used to play right here. Somebody say you can't keep me away from where I was born. Could use some of those blues from Langston Hughes. Hey, there goes that A train. hey, there goes that A train through Harlem. Hey, there goes that A train. Hey, there goes that A train. Hey, there goes that A train.